So if you don't mind, let's talk about that a little bit. Tell me about Indigo Connect.
Sure. So Indigo Connect is an exciting mobility on demand shared ride service. So we encourage people to think of it very much like the bus system, but with the benefits of having that on demand feature and in a smaller vehicle.
Is this, when I was reading through the press release, it kind of sounded like Uber or Lyft with, transit prices. Is that correct?
So it is different than Uber or Lyft in that with Uber and Lyft, those ride sharing programs, they pick you up. It's doorstep to doorstep service. So they pick you up at your home, drop you off at the front door of the grocery store, doctor's office, or your job. This is more like the bus service in that once you book your ride, it directs you to a nearby virtual bus stop. So you leave your home, you walk maybe a block or two to your virtual bus stop. And that's where you get into the car, and then it will take you to another virtual stop where you will then get out and walk a block or two to your destination. So there's the difference there, but you are right in that it is transit prices. So it's $1.75 per trip, 85 cents for those who qualify for half fare rates with Indigo.
Tell me a little bit about setting those price ranges. Is that to sort of help those be able to afford the trips they need?
So again, it's very much like transit. So we want it to be just like riding the bus. This is just a new tool that we're trying out in our toolbox to see if it helps us in providing service for the level of need in this particular area. At the end of the day, the 40-foot bus that we run on Indigo is not necessarily practical in every instance. So we want to be good stewards of our taxpayer dollars and make sure we're still meeting the very critical needs of our riders, but while also being cognizant of the service that we're providing. So that's exactly what this is. It's providing this really unique mobility on demand type service in an area where the ridership just simply isn't as high as we'd like to for that 40-foot bus.
So when someone uses Connect, is this a driver and a vehicle that's through Indigo, or is it some sort of like third party kind of thing?
Yeah, so it is a third party partnership through a company called VIA. And so they have been great partners so far and working up to this point of launch today. And so they provide the drivers and the vehicles and the app service, the mobile app, and the rider simply books everything through them. But it's all still underneath the umbrella of Indigo.
So what areas does the Connect program cover of Indianapolis?
Sure. So it covers the southeast quadrant of Indianapolis, and we encourage people to go to our website at indigo.net/IndigoConnect, and there on that webpage you can find the exact map that shows the service area where you can book your rides. And I think one important thing to note is if you live in the service area but you want to take a ride, your destination is outside of the service area, this still works. What happens is you book your ride, the car will take you to the nearest point that it can in the service area to a nearby Indigo bus stop. And then from there, you would make your transfer to the bus and then take that on into your final destination. So there is a lot of flexibility even outside of that service area, even when your origin is within that area.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's something I wanted to ask about was for people who are traveling to Marion County for the Indy 500 or Indy PopCon that's coming up, a lot of convention stuff that's happening, just a lot of events going on in the Marion County, Indianapolis area. Is this something that a visitor can utilize as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can use this service. All you have to do is download the app, Indigo Connect, and you're on your way. And another important note to make is this is a pilot service. So our regular bus service that exists in that southeast quadrant of the city is still running as it always has. This is just an additional layer of service at this time for us to just try it out and see if it works, see if it's something that we want to keep or expand. But this is a 6-month pilot.
And when, at the end of the 6 months, what kind of goals do you have in mind for whether or not this will be deemed a success?
We necessarily have anything outlined that says if we hit this mark, we keep it, and if we don't, we don't. I think it's really more of just looking at it holistically, looking at the ridership. Did people adopt it? Did anyone use it? What was their experience with it? So it's really going to be an opportunity to just sit down, look at the data, see what took place during that 6-month pilot, and then make our decision based off of that. I mean, we don't have any real expectations other than we just want to see if it's something that works and meets the needs of our riders living in that area.